admissions processes to admit a more diverse students. And we were particularly struck by the comment that our country's society success in the future will be dependent upon us achieving more diverse student admissions. The feeling was that the need for a new process was heightened by the environment that, of shrinking state funding. That has resulted in us beginning to admit more out-of-state and international students, and that has the unfortunate side effect of limiting access for financially disadvantaged students and reducing their representation. So the sense was that we did need to change our admissions process in ways that would overcome the situation, but that we had to be clear that additional academic support for disadvantaged students had to also be provided to ensure their success. Then we were struck by a couple of comments. Dr. Duderstadt, his criticism of attempting to weld together one university out of three campuses, but also we also noticed that Dr. Faulkner had been warned not to say anything about a system for the University of Illinois. But we didn't spend a lot of time talking about a label for what the University of Illinois is, but in fact explored the functional reality, and that is that we have three unique and distinct campuses with some many features in common, many programs in common, but nonetheless, there will be healthy competition. There is healthy competition de facto because we are by nature comprehensive in our educational missions. But clearly, we recognize from Dr. Duderstadt's comments that there has to be more cooperation. And we were struck by his comment that we ought not to shrink from formal articulation agreements. And he used the example of Berkeley and UCSF in the University of California system articulating around biomedical sciences. When we looked at the priorities, we looked at them across the university, and it seemed clear to our group that the number one priority, in fact, was probably to enhance and greatly grow our fundraising as a university to offset our loss of state funding. And secondly, that we should focus on the recruitment and retention of the best faculty. And in order to do that, we had to address salary compression and the lack of salary competitiveness that has resulted from our shrinking state funding. And in fact, the feeling was that if there was one common enemy across the entire university, it was our financial situation, and that we needed to work together to address that major challenge. When we talked about sustaining and encouraging faculty enthusiasm, we talked about the fact that there are other issues beyond faculty compensation. Faculty compensation is an important one, and we had previously discussed it, but clearly we felt that there was a need to continue to communicate and share the common vision with the faculty, some of whom may not be directly hearing about the vision for their campus and for the university. We had the feeling that Dr. Faulkner's comments about very active and attentive listening as an important activity amongst the leadership, we were already seeing that reflected by President Easter and the three chancellors, who appear to be doing a very good job of that right now, listening to faculty attentively. And the last comment that arose was that we needed to attend to providing the resources that faculty need to do their work. And addressing, as the previous reporter mentioned, addressing things like do the computers function and other similar issues goes a long way toward encouraging faculty to be a lot more enthusiastic. As the three campuses working together, we felt that there was a need to try some unique experiments in collaboration and cooperation. also to address a high-profile, one or more high-profile societal issues.